is so many of us today, especially people of the world, they don't have a clue even who God is. Like Dave said there a while ago, we don't know. I mean, we have allowed the devil to take God out of everything, out of school, out of work, out of church, everything. And we don't even teach the Word of God anymore in some churches like it's written. We're afraid we will offend somebody if we were to say what God says. Well, today we're going to talk about 1 Corinthians, start with chapter 2. And there's some things Paul said in there. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I haven't read 3 and 4 Corinthians, but I understand that Paul wrote four letters to the Corinthian church. I have talked with men that have read those letters. I guess they must be available. They said they had read them. I've never read them. I don't know how to get a hold of them. But one of the men that I was listening to one day, he said that maybe it was the first letter that Paul wrote they didn't put in. The second one they did, which we call 1 Corinthians. And in 3 Corinthians, they didn't put in because it had such tough stuff in it. And then the 4 Corinthians was letter number 2. So we show 1 and 2, but he said there was actually 4. And he said the language and the commands were so tough in the other two, they wouldn't put them in the Scripture. And I thought, wow, when you read 1 and 2, they're pretty tough. They're pretty tough. So I think, wow. I mean, Paul says some things, and some of the things I've talked about that's in 1 Corinthians, when I mention these things to people, people tell me, Thurman, where do you come up with this nonsense? That's not in the Bible. I said, oh, yeah, it's in the Bible. Well, maybe we'll get that far today. Maybe we won't. But there is some tough stuff, and we're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and with verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Huh? Just put it in the NLT. That'll be okay. Yeah, use it in the NLT. Anybody can look back. It's pretty close to exactly the same, and some of it's a little easier to understand. But he said, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I first came to you, I didn't use lofty words and brilliant ideas to tell you God's message." In other words, he was not trying to be a PhD and use words that we can't understand. "For I decided to concentrate only on Jesus Christ and his death on the cross." And so that's all he's trying to concentrate on is Christ, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And that is what people need to know, because there is a lot of people out there today that believe that there's many ways of salvation. In other words, we've got a lot of people all over the world in high positions that believe that there's many ways to heaven. In fact, when I heard George Bush Jr. make the statement that he made when he says, "The Muslims and the Christians, we all serve the same God." When I heard him say that, I thought, you know, this George Bush Jr. needs to get saved. He don't know who Jesus is. He's not believed the Word of God when it says there is one God, and his name's Jesus Christ. His name is not Muhammad, you know. And so if you try to tell me that you believe, and I've had people, I walked into a place of business right down here the other day, and a guy introduced me. I was having a radio worked on my airplane. And when I walked in, the guy that owned the place, he said, "Oh, Thurman, here, you need to meet this man here. Said he has a flight school over at Meacham." I said, "Okay." I shook his hand, and I said, "You look like a Muslim. Are you a Muslim?" He said, "Yes, I am." And the man said, "Oh, but Thurman, as the guy that's working on my radio, he knows I'm a Christian, because when I go in there, I talk to him about Jesus. You know, I don't go anywhere without talking to people about Jesus. And so he knows where I'm coming from." He said, "Oh, Thurman, he's a Muslim, but the same God he serves and the one me and you serve is the same God." I said, "Oh, no." I said, "The God I serve, Jesus Christ. I said, the God I serve, he commands me to walk in love. I said, this guy's God commands him to kill people. I said, me and him ain't serving the same God." He looked at me and I said, "Oh," I said, "by the way, when's the last time you saw your God do a miracle?" He said, "What?" I said, "That's what I thought. You ain't never seen him do one, have you?" He said, "No." I reached in my back pocket and I had some of the CDs and the DVDs about the testimonies of miraculous healing, I handed him a couple of them. I said, here, you want to see who God really is? Look at these. You'll find him. His name's Jesus. It's not Allah. And he took one. So I don't know what he did with them, but at least he took one. But hey, I am very vocal. Allah and Jesus Christ are not the same God. I'm going to tell you, my God promises, he commands me to love one another. And the Allah in the book of Quran, he commands them people to kill Christians and Jews. And that ain't the same God. You know, so you need to understand that. When you see a Muslim, if he's a dedicated Muslim, you need to trust him like you would a rattlesnake. That's the way you need to treat every real Muslim. Until that Muslim gets saved, then you can trust him once he really gets saved. And that's what Jesus wants to do to him. He wants to save him. But we need to tell them, and we're going to concentrate on Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. Muhammad didn't die on the cross. Muhammad died and he's still laying dead in Mecca. He's still there. But we can go to the tomb in Israel and our God is not there. He's alive and well, and now he's living right here in every one of us. So he's not a dead God. Verse 3 and 4. I came to you in weakness, timid, and trembling. Yeah, because without Jesus, how much power do we have? None. That's exactly right. Absolutely nothing. We have no power whatsoever without our King. And my message and my preaching were very plain. That's what I try to do too. I try to preach it just as plain as I know how. I did not use wise and persuasive speeches, but the Holy Spirit was powerful among you. Now, when you start teaching people God's word, and when you start praying for people and healings and miracles and things and salvation start happening, Jesus is showing up among us. Is that right? I mean, because when we pray for somebody and somebody gets healed, who did it? Jesus. That's exactly right. Jesus. When we pray for somebody and they get delivered, who did it? Jesus did. That's right. When we pray for somebody and they come under conviction and they get born again or saved, who did it? That's right. Now, that's what Paul went in preaching. He was preaching a plain, simple message, and people were getting saved. People were getting delivered. People were getting healed. Now then, if you go to a church like I did for most of my life and you saw salvations, that's good. But only a small number of those salvations I saw stuck. You know why? Because the preacher didn't preach that you got to work out your salvation every day and you got to walk holy with no sin in your life. And once you come down that aisle and get saved, the worst thing the Baptist church has ever done, which I was a member of for till I was 65 years old, the worst thing they do is say, once saved, always saved. They say that, I mean, that's got to be right out of the pit of hell, because that lets young people think, well, I got saved when I was 10, I'm okay. So 18, I'm going to sow my wild oats, I'm going off to college, hey, I'm going to live, I'm going to find me a girl to live with, you know, we're going to have fun, we're going to do all these things. Well, what if you die in it? Oh, but I'm saved. I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, no problem. God's going to be waiting for me with his arms outstretched, saying, well done, faithful servant, one day when I get home. Don't bet on it. You've been told a lie. You know, you really don't know who is your friend anymore. You know, I don't care how big the preacher is or how old he is or how young he is or how long he's been preaching. You need to look at what he's preaching. Is he preaching the word of the living God? Or is he just telling you things? And there's been some big, powerful preachers that I used to respect greatly, but they've taught a little bit of truth and not all truth. And I have a problem with that now. I think we ought to teach all of it, don't you? And my message and my preaching were very plain. Okay, verse 5 and 6. I did this so that you might trust the power of God rather than human wisdom. See, whenever I teach God's power and his saving power, his healing power, his delivering power, and I do it with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, everybody in their right mind knows I didn't do that. When somebody gets miraculously healed, whatever it is, or a miracle happens, or God heals something instantly, a broken back or whatever it might be, and we've seen him do awesome things, I mean, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this guy up here didn't do those things. All I got to do is lay my hands on him and pray for him. Because what he did is so powerful that nobody that's a human being could do those kind of things. You know, I mean, I think today that Eldon called us and wanted me to pray for Dr. Gary Young out there in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I told him, sure, we'll be happy to. But I said, I want to talk to him tonight before I come out there tomorrow. And at 10 o'clock that night, my cell phone rang and Dr. Gary Young was on the phone. And I asked him what happened. He said, last Tuesday, he fell out of a tree 35 foot up in the mountains of Idaho. And he'd hit right on his backside and he'd crushed his back and he'd broke all those vertebrae, whatever they are, two or three of them or whatever. The whole lower part of his back was totally destroyed. And they just sent him home because they couldn't do nothing for him. And I told him, I said, are you in excruciating pain? He said, I'm in excruciating pain. I said, well, the God I serve, he will heal you. I said, he told me in Mark 11, 23, whatever I can say with this mouth, if I can believe it with this heart, he'll do it. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to give Dr. Gary Young a supernatural healing in his back. I said, thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. I said, Dr. Young, call me with your praise report. And I hung up the telephone. We drive down the road about a mile. Cheryl looks over at me. She is driving while I was talking. And she looks and said, honey, what do you think about him? I said, no problem. He'll be healed before we get there. Now, do you hear any faith in that? See, that's the way you got to do God's word. You got to believe his word in your heart with not a doubt. Well, we get home 15 minutes later. My cell phone rings. It's Dr. Gary Young, and he's running, screaming all over the place. He's already completely healed and up and carrying his son around in his arms. Now then, oh, I guess Thurman did that, huh? Now, who did that? Jesus. Only Jesus could do something like that. The guy's 1,000 miles away in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now then, who possibly could have showed up and done a miracle like that? Jesus, the King of Kings. See, there was no doubt in my mind, Cheryl's mind, or anybody that's ever seen this, that's seen this man. I mean, I was, as we went out there the next day, I stood in amazement. Whenever he picked us up in his car at the airport there in Salt Lake City, and as we're driving home, one of his men that worked for him, he's looking and he looks over and he thought, that's Dr. Young in that car. He said, he can't be in that car. Last week, I put him up in the bed. He couldn't walk. He's got a broken back. And I said, he's sure looking at you. He said, yeah, he don't understand how I'm doing this.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Holy Spirit Shows Us God's Deep Secrets, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.